This is the Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
Jaguar Scoreboard Show.
JP Shadrick and Mike Dempsey look back at today's Jaguars game, as well as the rest of the NFL, and take your phone calls. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. The Jaguars Scoreboard Show begins right now.
Welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Final score in D.C. tonight. Jag 17, Redskins 16, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Phone lines are open. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. Your thoughts about the Jags in the fourth preseason game. Your thoughts about the cuts that are pending down to 53 from 75. And then the thoughts about the opener next week. Plenty to talk about tonight. Some good things from the Jaguars tonight. Some flashes from guys deep down the depth chart fighting for their NFL lives tonight, Mike.
Oh, dramatic.
Fighting.
It was dramatic. Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, look, beyond just tonight's game, if you want to weigh in on anything you've seen throughout the preseason, where things stand, you want to make some predictions on some of the final roster cuts, we certainly welcome the feedback. And we don't do shout-outs very often on the postgame, if ever.
What?
Can I do a mini shout-out, a little one shout-out kind of thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you've already kind of started.
Well, I started it, but I'm asking your permission
here.
Let's
do it, man. Yeah.
Christoph, who is a big-time Jag fan over in London, right, he has a birthday today because it is past midnight over there. He's celebrating it in Amsterdam tonight, and he tweeted us during the pregame show, said, I'm listening to Jag's pregame here in Amsterdam as I get ready. I'm guessing in Amsterdam, he may not be still listening. Let's just put it that way.
I think it's, 4:30 in the morning in London? They're another hour over
there,
right?
Oh, are they? I don't know. It's well past midnight. It's the morning of his birthday. I just want to say happy birthday. That's it.
If he's awake right now, it's been a hell of a night in Amsterdam.
A hell of a night in Amsterdam. No doubt about it. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, lots to talk about. You know, Corey Grant, great night tonight. Does he make the team? I think we both say yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah. I say resounding yes. Resounding yes. You know what? Who didn't have a good night tonight?
Uh-oh.
Demetrius McCray didn't have a good night tonight. From my vantage point. Now, we're not watching the All-22 and breaking down every single snap of his, you know. So maybe it looked better. It will look better on the coach's film than we saw on TV. But
coming off a bruised knee kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but, you know, still, you're in there against guys that – and we don't know how – you're right. If it's hampering him, then – it's hampering it.
Maybe he doesn't go 100 just because of that. Just get out there a little bit.
I don't know. But if that's the case, do you even put him out there?
Well, you need somebody to play, too.
You do. But, you know, for him.
It would be Colvin. It won't be Colvin, you know.
Maybe you play Grotz or something. You know, I don't know. In the end, the bottom line, I just didn't think he did a great job in coverage tonight. I saw some guys running around open on him, which is interesting because he went, JP, obviously from a seventh-round pick, which a lot of people think is kind of an afterthought. You don't expect much out of seventh-round picks if you're the typical football fan. But then he really started to come along, and you're like, wow, this seventh-round pick is really moving past the third-round pick in Dwayne Grotz. And coming into this offseason, you're saying, wow, it's McCray on one side, it's House on the other, and Colvin is going to try to push his way into that lineup, and they've got a heck of a trio for nickel. Now, they still may. But tonight I just didn't think it was his best night. Put it that way.
I mean, it's the build that Gus Bradley loves in his corners. 6'2", 200, can play press. He's a prototypical guy.
Oh, he's not going anywhere. He's on the team. No question. I just didn't think it was a great night for him today.
Yeah, well,
that's it.
Let's just save him for next week.
Let's do it. 655-NFL1. Let's get into it. Who else would lead us off but Saqib checking in?
Shocker.
Dedicated, loyal, consistent Jaguar fan. Hello, Saqib. How are you?
What's up, boy?
What's up?
Hey, man.
You excited, man? You ready? It's all behind us now. Let's get to it.
Yeah, man. I'm doing, man. The preseason is over. You know, I'm excited. Next week is finally. I wish it was this Sunday. You know what I mean? And the guys, to all the Jags fans, we're going to stay behind this team no matter what. It might be a rough stretch, but you know what? I'm going to be supporting these boys no matter what. I know we're going to beat down Cam Newton next week. I know what our guys can do. Blake Bortles is the man, and I just want to wish the guys good luck, and I just can't wait till next Sunday just to get it done, man. 1-0, baby. That's all I want to see is 1-0 next week.
Right. You know, and that's a great point. Thank you, Saqib, and we hope they do get that 1-0. Jason Myers tonight, right? Starts the game, all thoughts on him. Oh, my goodness, he misses his first field goal. This is a regular game. If this was an actual NFL regular season game, JP, and the way it played out, you'd never think for another second about a 54-yard miss when you kick the 47-yard game winner.
Yeah.
He's under a lot of scrutiny right now. But I think, you know, what Saqib is saying, just get the win. Doesn't have to be perfect. How about some ugly wins, right? There haven't been enough wins of any kind. So let's try to remember, myself included, that's the bottom line. Get the W. There's a lot of things that may go wrong over the course of 60 minutes, but you'll live to fight another day. You come back, you get that win. You can play bad football for 3.5 quarters. If you pull it out in that final 6-7 minutes, everything's golden.
There's no AP poll to worry about.
There's no AP poll. There's no style points. It's wins, losses. It's on merit. You earn what you get.
That's what happens. And the Jags come away with a win in the final preseason game, 17-16. Let's take a timeout on the scoreboard. Show will come back. Phone lines are open, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. We'll get your thoughts on what you've seen in the preseason. What do you like? What you don't like? What are you worried about? What do you love going into week one? All that coming up. It's the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show continues right now.
Kiss Game Day parking hassles goodbye with the JTA Stadium Shuttle. 5 convenient park and ride lots to choose from regular season Jags games. Tickets start at $7. Visit jtafla.com for more information. You can crank that up on Sunday the 13th.
Let's do it.
Or they can crank up the bus. You can hop on the bus and come to the game.
Absolutely.
Either way.
If you don't mind picking me up.
Scoreboard Show continues. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. From the HananiaAutos.com studio, phone lines open, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. We've talked some running backs tonight. Of course, Corey Grant had a big night tonight. Bernard Pierce had a couple of runs, one for 41 yards this evening, and looks like he's pretty much a lock to be around here, a veteran guy. A guy that we at first thought maybe could play a drive or something tonight, T.J. Yeldon, the rookie out of Alabama, did not play tonight in the end. So, hey, have you seen enough from him? There's still a little bit of a question mark for you with TJ or what?
No, I haven't seen enough, but at the same time, I didn't think we should see him tonight, right? So put it that way, you would have loved for him to have 8 carries for 60 yards last week, right? And everyone say, wow, okay, wrap him up. We're ready to unleash this guy against Carolina. You know, he's feeling his way through. He missed a few holes in the first game. You know, learned an important lesson about leaving your feet at the goal line unless you are sure you can clear that line of scrimmage and jump over the pile. But, you know, again, talking with Dave Caldwell this week, and I brought this up a few times during the course of the week here, I asked him point blank, is he your starter? He says, he's our guy. That's the guy we want to ride. But clearly we have a role for Denard Robinson as well. They have roles for all these guys. And the goal is to have somewhere around 15 touches for T.J. Yeldon. Now, does that mean he'll start the season getting that in game one? Maybe, maybe not. Denard Robinson, about 10. And then Toby Gerhart, goal line work, short yardage work, where running behind, excuse me, Alualu. This preseason, I saved it. You thought I was going to go. I saved it. Running behind Alualu this preseason, that short yardage package was practically unstoppable. Now you need to pull it together over there because I stifled that sneeze and it never left my nose. And I thought I rebounded quite nicely right there and kept the content flowing.
I was like, you're really into this. Almost
hit
your eyes.
I'm holding my nose. I'm like holding the bridge of my nose. You think, is he concentrating? What is he doing?
Very strongly.
I really
TJ,
am
apparently.
Thinking about these running backs, JP. But no, look, I think it, you know. If it's 25 carries a game for the running game, it's going to be somewhere around 13 to 15 for TJ. Denard's going to pick up the slack. He'll catch a few balls out of the backfield. They have a very defined role for Toby Gerhart, and you know, you hope he's ready to go as well. A lot of these guys are a little nicked up right now, but that's what they envision. And then Bernard Pierce is kind of a jack of all trades. I think he can fill in on any level you need him to if you need him on game day.
This is an offense that wants to establish the run. There's no secret about that. Greg Olsen has said that. it might be a little bit behind the passing game in terms of the starters early in the season in terms of production in the preseason. But as we heard in the pregame show tonight, Olsen said, hey, they've been concentrating on the passing game and
right.
getting Blake and the receivers right. This comes along a little bit later. That's the nature.
A lot of times you just run the ball and you say, don't worry about what defense they're in. We may be running right into the teeth of
That's
it.
Right.
We're just trying to see if we can execute our plays. Parnell next to Linder next to Wisniewski. That's the core of the running game. That's what's going to get that thing started. And if you're running right, you could throw Mercedes Lewis on that side of the field. You could do a lot of different things. And I think, obviously, Parnell has gotten rave reviews from the guys that are watching the tape in the preseason. I think that's the biggest addition that's going to impact that running game, even more so than Yeldon himself. I think Parnell, you know, helping pave the way. We already felt very strongly about Brandon Linder, and everything in his prognosis seems to indicate he's going to be fine to start things off. A knock on wood, again, healthy across that offensive line. Let's keep it that way. Pass protection was better. With the first-team offense only getting sacked, I think, one time this preseason. So, you know, has it been perfect? No, but a definite upgrade. I think in both categories, potentially, particularly with the addition of Parnell in the run game, but upgrade in both pass and run blocking. Wait, you're right over there. Hey, we're long past this now.
We'll take a timeout so you can sneeze.
Let's bridge the gap to the next segment.
NFL 1-3-5-5. 6-3-5-1, your thoughts about the Jags. They win it tonight in Washington, 17-16. This is the Scoreboard Show. Gesundheit on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, continues right now.
Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Jaguars win it in Washington, 17-16. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey on the Scoreboard Show. Let's talk linebackers, a little defense now. That was a big topic in the pregame today. We had Dan Skuda. You sat down with Skuda this week. And Robert Saleh, linebackers coach, joined us in the pregame show as well. So a little bit of focus on the pregame on that unit tonight. You know the starting three. That's pretty clear. Poslesny in the middle, Telvin Smith, Dan Skuda. Though Skuda will move around a little bit in different situations on the line and do some things. Been around the league a little bit. Well, the question marks are all after that. It's Jeremiah George. It's Leroy Reynolds, who's banged up right now with a bad knee. A guy like Lotulelei, I guess I'm saying that right, Lotulelei.
Lotulelei?
Whatever. Either way, he's around. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know, he was all around the ball tonight. Thurston Armbrister, the rookie out of Miami, undrafted, was around the ball a bit tonight late. Who's on this team at linebacker?
Doesn't it really come down to a couple of key injury situations, not necessarily in the linebacking core? You know, if Craig Lawson, let's say Craig Lawson's going to miss 3 weeks. We don't know. I mean, I'm just making up a random number here. But if he is going to miss a few weeks, do you have to keep an extra safety, right? And if you do have to keep an extra safety, which position group is giving up one of their guys?
Yeah.
You know, same thing, offensive line. Do you feel like you're intact? It seems like they are. Maybe they keep 9 instead of 10. Maybe you can sneak an extra linebacker in to the mix there. There had been some speculation they'd only keep 4 running backs. Now we believe Corey Grant's going to be on the team, so that's 5. Maybe that's taken one away. I do think Leroy Reynolds, if they feel like, you know, his health is going to be okay, he's such an important special teamer that it's no question to me that he's on this football team. He's got experience.
Yeah.
You know, I could see George and Armbrister both making the squad, and I think Lotulelei is a good special teamer as well. As we were remarking earlier, didn't do a great job catching the tip drill tonight, but, you know,
no,
that's not a big deal. That's, you know, it's one play in the midst of it. That's not a reflection on how good of a linebacker you are necessarily. Ultimately, what do you think? 6 or 7? That's what it comes down to. If they keep 7, all those guys are there. If they keep 6, who's the odd man out? Is it Armbrister? And if it's a guy like Armbrister, he's got practice squad eligibility.
Yeah, you can hide him, right?
Well, I mean, you can try anyway. You know, he certainly played a lot, and, you know, he's got a lot of tape out there for other teams to take a look at. And this is a position as well, JP, that I think if you're going to see some waiver wire moves, this may be the most likely position group. If you can find somebody that can run and cover, they're going to have a chance to come in here and maybe bump one of these guys off.
I'm glad you said that. The JT Thomas acquisition was just that, a waiver wire the last week right before the regular season opener, and here he sat for 2 years and played, you know, and He was picked up in the same exact
situation.
Turned
into a hell of a player.
Absolutely, and got paid. He's in New York now doing great things. So it can start from that for a guy who gets cut from somebody on the last week, too. You know, when numbers aren't right on one team, guess what? You get picked up as a waiver claim for the next team, perform well a year or two, get your chances here or there. All of a sudden, you're getting paid on the next contract.
355-NFL-1, 355-6351, the number. Miss Caroline on the north side joins us on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Miss Caroline.
Yes, how you all do tonight?
We're good. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, I like the question you asked tonight, who I think should stay and who I think should go. I love all of them. We have an excellent team. We should be in the playoffs this year. But I like Brian Walters to be the starter. Him and Blake Bortles are going to be murdered together.
Ah.
So that's going to be his go-to man because Allen Robinson, he's something with dropolitis, and I'm not pleased with him as a receiver, even though he's got talent. But on the defensive end, Cappy, I see a whole lot of potential in him. I feel he should not be going to no practice squad. But that kind of talent, he's a young rising star. So that's who I'm very pleased with in this preseason and camp, because I go to camp.
All right, Miss Caroline, we appreciate it. We're glad you're excited and enthused about the start of the season coming up in 10 days.
Yeah,
AR-15 needs to look out.
That dropolitis will get you.
It will definitely get you. Yeah. I don't think it's related to plantar fasciitis, but
you never know.
You know what? I probably should
Google that.
Too.
Yeah, WebMD that.
All right, Brian Walters will have a role on this football team. I don't believe. JP, I say with pretty good certainty he will not be supplanting Allen Robinson in the starting lineup, but I think that just goes to show you, work hard guy, has proven he can get open. Every opportunity the ball comes his way, he catches the football, is reliable, and as we remarked, he's got some return experience as well in the National Football League. People forget this was a free agent signing of theirs, very low-key one after that initial wave of guys.
Sure, yeah.
Almost like a kind of a forgotten, and they picked up Brian Walters too. Well, here he is, and it looks like he's going to make the football team, so good for him. Cappy,
yep.
I'd be very surprised if he makes the 53, but I'd be shocked if he's not on the practice squad. Honestly, pass rush potential developmental players, they don't have many of those guys. So do you give them any percent chance to make the 53?
There's always a chance.
There's a chance, right?
Yeah, there's always a chance, but I think just because of the pure lack of game experience,
and
awareness is just a different level.
I think they would have looked for maybe some opportunities as well to get him in against some, frontline players if they feel. But I do think he's got potential there because, as we remarked earlier, all you can do is beat the guy in front of you. And he's done that pretty well in the preseason.
Right, because that's the opportunity he has. Later in games, he's beating the guys in front. That's great. It's a little different when you're going up on the front line, guys.
Miss Caroline, thank you for the call. Let's go to Hank out in Middleburg next up on the Scoreboard Show. Hi, Hank. How are you?
Hey, fellas. Good to hear from you again. Long-time listener. I messed that one up.
We got you. Long-time caller, first-time listener, yeah. I believe. That's how that one goes. Yeah.
Either way, hey, two couple points for you, fellas. Just want to say, you're talking about Cappy might not make the team. Also, remember, no one thought Josh Wells was going to make the team last year. So they might think that he might get picked up. It's too valuable. A couple other points for you. Mike really don't got an eye for talent. Want to go ahead and clear that up. Point two.
Who did I miss on that I don't have the eye for talent for?
Yeah, I'll continue. I digest. Point two. Walters. Walters. He's the new Justin Blackman. Am I right?
Let's hope not.
That depends on which one you're talking about.
We'll all have to digest that a little bit further. Well played, Hank.
Yes.
I suppose.
Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1. We might have to close them after that. 355-6351. We'll come back in a moment with more. Jags win at 17-16 over the Redskins. It's the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, continues right now.
Phone lines open, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351, 1716. Jaguars over the Redskins.
You looking at your Twitter?
With Mike Dempsey. What do you got?
Lucas Jewell, at Lucas Jewell 904, simply tweets, "I digest." Thanks for hanging with us, Lucas.
In fact, we all do.
Yes, we do. It's almost midnight. We're going to turn the page on the Jaguar season at the top of the hour, and it will officially be the regular season.
All right, well,
Or not.
Okay, whatever you say.
Let's keep rolling. Yeah. Who do we have? We have Josh in Orange Park. You want to take another phone call?
Yeah.
Let's do it. 355-NFL-1. Josh, you're on the Scoreboard Show. How are you?
Mr. Shafik, Mr. Dempsey, always a pleasure to speak with you gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
We're fantastic.
Great, thank you.
Three things that really stuck out to me tonight, and three guys who I think really have earned their spot on this roster. I think Thurston Armbruster, I don't see a reason as to why you don't keep seven linebackers, simply because you need as much quality depth on this football team, especially at that linebacker spot where it's so light and you've got injury concerns with Posluszny. Talvin Smith is there. You get Dan Scuda. Jeremiah George had a nice preseason. But you want to get as much quality depth as you possibly can. I think if you stick Thurston Armbruster out there, if he doesn't keep him there just for linebacker spots, throw him out there for special teams. I think he does a great job there. Michael Bennett there, the defensive tackle spot, I think he's got potential written all over him. He could really be a star with the Jaguars. I mean, just shedding blocks, making tackles, just doing what he needs to do right there, defensive tackle spot. Getting him in that rotation, I think he's definitely going to shine. And I agree with Miss Caroline. I think Brian Walters has earned that fifth wide receiver spot. Is he a starter? No, but I think he beats out Tony Washington at that fifth wide receiver spot. And I think the lack of not having Marquise Lee out there and the injury to Aurelius Ben, unfortunately, has given Brian Walters an opportunity to get there and stick and be their fifth wide receiver. Glad to be on the show tonight, guys, and you have a great night.
All right, thank you, Josh. Wow. Thank you for saving the program.
You covered it all.
Yeah. I liked his call right from the start.
Yeah.
Liked it right from the start.
He got to business. Yeah, Michael Bennett.
Yes.
That's we talked about it a little earlier. Might be if he pans out, we don't know, but the guy slid down the draft boards for some reason and couldn't really figure out why. And the Jags finally picked this guy up, and at some point you talk to a scout, it's like, God, just he's suffered enough. Just pick the guy already, you know, like just get him off the board, get him here. He had some injury, an injury at his pro day. He didn't do he was hurt in the pre-draft process, so that might have scared some teams off. But he's dedicated. You know he's going to come to work every day and do the best he can. And I think he might have played his way on in this preseason. I don't know if he was on.
I've always thought he was going to be on the football team. But then he didn't really do anything to distinguish himself through most of the first three preseason games. But I just thought that a guy like that, somebody would take a chance on, right? And now, granted, he did last to the sixth round of the draft. But as Dave Caldwell said, what he does, what they think he can do, I think they think he can ultimately be kind of a quick penetrating type guy. Not every team is looking for that kind of defensive tackle. What he brings, they thought he was a very good fit for this football team. And now you've seen some injuries. We don't know what shape Derek Marks is going to be in, when he's going to be ready to really play at full strength. Now Ziggy Hood gets hurt tonight. So you've got some guys a little bit banged up, and plus his play tonight really stood out. So, yeah, I think Michael Bennett's on this football.
And I think, with all that combined, because the last couple of weeks is, Sinderick's probably not going to play week one. I think that's become pretty clear.
Right.
That wasn't earlier in preseason. I think that's why he might have been more on the bubble than you might have thought. Now with the injuries – I think it's more pretty much a lock.
And those
that
guys
combined
play.
With his play.
Those backups play. They all rotate in there, so you need a bunch of them. You're going to keep 10 guys up front.
As Gus Bradley says, you could never have enough rushers.
I would agree with
that. That's what he says.
Yes.
I heard him say it.
So then why not? I've also heard him say ankle twist and a few other.
That's a good job.
He said that a few times as well.
We'll take our final timeout. Final segment of the Scoreboard Show coming up. Jags win it. Preseason is done. We'll officially christen the new regular season when we come back. It's the Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show continues right now.
We wrap up the Scoreboard Show with the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Craig Lawson. An ankle injury. They'll know more tomorrow when he comes in. They'll see what happens when the swelling goes down. Ziggy Hood with plantar fasciitis, which we have determined through our medical expertise that we both have and share, that it's something in the heel.
It hurts your heel, yes. And
I might have that on my right heel, by the way. I don't know.
Is that right?
Maybe.
What's your status for the 13th?
Oh, I'm playing, baby.
You're
it's
be
the
okay?
regular season.
I mean,
let's
it's
go.
The, it's the regular season pregame show.
The National
on the 13th.
Football League.
Come on.
It's probably from propping my feet up during a game.
Yeah, the best ability
is availability.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's very true.
happy to have you.
Thank you. Jags and Panthers next week.
Let's do it, man.
Come on.
Seriously. I mean, all year long, we get the pleasure, the privilege, honestly, of working in this building and being part of the National Football League and what has been a great organization. Has treated me incredibly well in the brief time I've been able to work with them. I think it's been first class since the day Shad Khan bought this team. Not to say Wayne Weaver wasn't, but there's so many things pointing in a positive direction. Now the wins have to come, right? And we get that. It's not Pollyanna. It's not, hey, everything's great. We all feel great. Game day experience. Yay, yay, yay. Got to win games. But a lot of things are in place that you feel like there's positive momentum with this football team. None more important than the quarterback, Blake Bortles, and what he's shown us this preseason.
Here's what I want to see next Sunday. Opening drive, Jaguars touchdown. 7-0. Next drive, a sack fumble.
Sack fumble. I knew
or
you were
an interception.
Say that. Yes.
Or some kind of turnover.
Yes. Maybe a big pressure leads to a hit, a kind of a fluttering pass, pick it off, Aaron Colvin to the house.
14-0.
14-0.
And then now we heard this. This is the record that played last year, too. 17-0.
Oh, no. That's right.
Let's finish
Let's
that,
build
okay?
a bigger lead.
So, anyway, that would be fantastic. That's a week from Sunday. There are cuts coming before then, down to 53, of course. That's Saturday afternoon. Those have to be in by then. And then the waiver wire will come along. Maybe we'll see what happens in the days following the cuts. And then it's game week, and the Panthers will come in Sunday. Tickets available, 633-2000, or visit Jaguars.com for the first two games of the regular season here at EverBank Field, finally.
Ready to do it, man. And, you know, like last year they got up 17-0. I think people were stunned, right?
Oh, yeah.
This year.
Who's Allen Hurns?
If it were to happen this year, I don't think everyone's expecting it to happen, but I think it's a lot more plausible in people's minds that, hey, this offense, you know, they get down a couple of scores, as we talked about in recent weeks. You're not going to feel like the game is over anymore. So let's get up. Let's get up early, like you said.
Well done, Michael.
Same to you, sir.
We'll talk to you next week. The Jags and the Panthers. Tony Smith on the board. Linda Fortunato answering the phone calls. Digesting over there. The Jags win it tonight. 17-16 for everyone involved. This is JP Shadrick. That'll do it for the preseason. It's for real next week on Jaguars Radio.